Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We got stuff you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something there for you. Now, that's a more than 13-year-old website. We're already in our 14th year of the website, and we keep working hard to improve it every day. And don't forget that we have a different poll question on the homepage every week. We ask a different question. We want to know what you think. I'm glad to say that Jim Champy is our friend, a member of our Brain Trust, the author of, along with Harry Greenspunner, the brand new book called Reengineering Healthcare. Jim is a great author, a best-selling author. Some of his books have transformed the way people think about a lot of different things. He's had a great corporate career, one of the great thinkers of our time. And Jim, congratulations again on your book, Reengineering Healthcare. I know it's available wherever books are sold. It's just come out, right?
It's just out. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, thank
it's
you
out there in the bookstores and on Amazon.
Thank you for allowing us to help you launch it. Jim, let me tell you something. Well, folks, we're talking about healthcare. We're talking about what we have to do to change healthcare. Here's where I would start. If I were, God help us, but if I were a president for a day working on healthcare, Jim, here's where I would start. I'd tell every individual, take responsibility for your own health care. As you said earlier, your own health, take responsibility for your own health, but also take responsibility for your own health care services. And here's what I did yesterday. I went to the doctor. Now, I'm self-insured up to a certain amount, and then I have an HSA, which provides me with a catastrophic insurance above a certain amount.
Yes.
So anything for, you know, under a certain amount, not all that much money, I pay for that, whatever it is, and I have good health, so I never go over that so far. So I go to my doctor yesterday, I have a checkup, and I said, I'm self-insured. I said this to the doctor, I'm self-insured. If you'll give me a discount, I'll write you a check today. And guess what? He did that.
Yep.
Now that's me being. I got the services I need. There was There were no corners cut. He did a great job, and I got blood work. I got the whole stuff, and he got a better deal. I got a better deal, and it was me and him. It wasn't me through a corporation.
Absolutely. By the way, you know, doctors are really challenged in dealing with the complexity of the whole so-called insurance system. So you did him a favor.
You talk about efficiency. I had a colonoscopy. Almost 2 years ago, and instead of it costing $6,300, which was the insurance estimate, the whole thing, doctor, hospital, everything, under $2,000, because I said, I'm self-insured, I'm going to write a check. Now, everybody, Jim, everybody can't be self-insured, but isn't that the way we've got to think about health care in the 21st century?
Absolutely. You know, Jim, I think there are three steps the individual can take. First, we can lead healthier lives. You know, in this country, we've got an epidemic of obesity that's contributing to diabetes. We can exercise, we can eat well, we can be more accountable for our own healthy lives. Second, we can be more intelligent consumers, just as you were in the visit to your doctor. We can ask questions about options, we can ask questions about costs. And the third thing, Jim, we can do, we could become more engaged in our local healthcare delivery systems. You know, where do you go for health? Where do you go for health? I'm a great fan, by the way, of some of these storefront clinics.
The strip center clinics.
That's right.
The shopping center clinics.
You need
absolutely
a flu shot. You walk in and you pay a few bucks and you get a flu shot. By the way, you know, physicians and hospitals resisted those initially. But now they're welcoming them.
Well, and another thing is to get comfortable with nurse practitioners, because
that's
they're
right.
delivering great services these days.
They're incredibly intelligent deliveries, deliver of services. And by the way, you know, as I point out in my book, a lot of the reengineering efforts were led by nurses who actually spend more time with patients than physicians, and so they understand the needs of patients. And so I think we need to help in our own communities rethink how healthcare is delivered and become more activists.
You've been a corporate leader a long time. Can corporations at the level that you were at with Perot and with Dell, what can corporate leaders do to get their employees to quit thinking this is my corporate employee right? but become a partner with the corporation so that everybody can get what they need without it breaking the bank?
Well, you know, the simplest action is, and you just see it already happening, is copays. You know, you ask your employee, or in fact, you require your employee, you know, to pay to share and to really share directly in the cost, and then your employee starts thinking about it. It's an unfortunate lever, but it is one of the levers. The other thing you can really do, I actually think, is just demand that your employees be more healthy, not in an embarrassing way, because there's always a line in the way you don't want to intrude into the private lives of your people too far. But I think building a culture of good health, and I've seen companies that do that and really help their employees to lead healthier lives.
Jim, what if every corporation converted from the paternalistic systems of healthcare providing to an HSA, I'm going to pay for the basic premium, and you cover the first $2,000.
Yep.
And wouldn't that cut healthcare costs way down? Healthcare insurance costs way down.
Absolutely. By the way, the other thing we of course can do if we're activists from a corporate perspective is get involved with the hospitals in our area.
Yep.
And
yep.
By the way, one of the things, Jim, we're going to see from this healthcare bill is tremendous. We're seeing it already. Tremendous cost pressure.
Right.
Hospitals,
right.
Forcing them to change. We need to help them rethink
and
how
they've
they
got problems because they've got infrastructure that's not 21st
that's
century.
Right.
Hey, Jim, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
I'd be happy to come back another day, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for being here. Jim
Champy,
folks, the co-author of Reengineering Healthcare, available right now. This is an important book, folks. You're going to want to check it out. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.